About a year ago, I was approached by their director, Paige Rattray, who told me about this project where they wanted to tell the story of William Cooper leading a delegation to the German consulate in 1938. So the original proposal came from my co-writer, Elise Hurst, who's a Jewish woman whose grandparents escaped Vienna and found their way to Australia. And she'd heard about William Cooper and this amazing action that he took in 1938 from her father, and thought that it would make a really, you know, a really fantastic play. Of course, she knew that she wanted to do that with an Aboriginal writer, so they sought me out. And so, yeah, they knew that I was a Yorta Yorta woman, but they had no idea that I had a direct bloodline back to William Cooper through my great-great-grandfather, Thomas Shadrach James, who married his sister Ada. So it kind of felt really, really right, obviously, to do it, and it feels like now's the right time to tell this story in this way.
Can you please talk or share some of the history of your elder, William Cooper, because I know he was known as a chief and a headman here throughout Victoria.
Yeah.
Can you please just share a bit about him?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he is just one of a swathe of amazing Aboriginal leaders that have come from the Maloga and Cumlagunja missions, you know, Sir Doug Nicholls, Margaret Tucker, my great-grandfather Shadrach, Jack Patton, who established the Aborigines Progressive Association. There was just a whole bunch of people who came out of Maloga and Cumlagunja, and really that's stemming back to my great-great-grandfather Thomas Shadrach James, who was a Tamil from Mauritius, who found his way to Melbourne and studied at Melbourne University, and then by chance met a group of people who were travelling with Daniel Matthews, a group of Yorta Yorta people from the Maloga mission, and sort of said, he wrote in his diaries, I got my calling, and he jumped on the horse and cart and went back to Maloga and really made Maloga, you know, his home and the Yorta Yorta his people. And I think that because of what was so unique about Thomas Shadrach on that mission in Australia at the time was that he himself, you know, was a young black man. He could empathise with all of the other young Aboriginal men that he was meeting, and he was absolutely determined to educate and teach them. I mean, a lot of the schools on the missions, you know, they were not even getting children past the rudimentaries, ABCs, you know, but he was absolutely determined to not only educate them but to politicise them as well. And this had a massive effect on William. You know, William was his brother-in-law. He taught him. He was an incredibly interesting man. Like all young Aboriginal men at that time, he did a lot of work droving and shearing and doing all of those sorts of jobs all around to make ends meet. He was just really saddened to see the conditions on the Cumlagunja mission in particular absolutely deteriorate, particularly when Thomas Shadrach left the mission and a particularly cruel manager, McQuiggan, came on. He just became a spokesperson, and if anything, he became even more empowered when he moved away from the Cumlagunja mission. He was in his 70s when he established the Aborigines Advancement League at his home in Footscray, and with Sir Doug Nicholls and Shadrach James and Margaret Tucker and a whole other bunch of people, and you know, they really decided that they were going to create an organisation that would lobby for, you know, equal and just rights for Aboriginal people at that time. The Advancement League, I think, became one of the first formal political Aboriginal organisations. You know, I think what's so fantastic about William Cooper and all of those people around him were that they were really the black civil rights activists of our time, you know, the equivalent of Malcolm X and all of those, Martin Luther King, all those fantastic civil rights leaders in America. And, I think that through doing this play, you know, you begin to realise just how little people know about this incredible man. I mean, a lot of people in the Aboriginal community do, but it's really only starting to come to light for non-Aboriginal people in Australia.
Andrea, you work in collaboration with Elise Hurst and her story with her grandfather's story as a survivor of the Holocaust is a big part of, I guess, the similarities between the communities in as far as persecution and atrocities. Can you talk a bit about her and the collaboration between you two and how the story evolves within the performance?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, look, I think the most extraordinary thing about that action was that it was the only protest on behalf of Jewish people in the whole world, you know, and when you think of that, it's a pretty flabbergasting sort of statistic, and which made the event even more special, I suppose. And it's interesting to me that really it's the Jewish community that has really helped to bring this to light. I understand that the historian Gary Foley originally uncovered the article in the Argus that talked about the delegation and the refusal of the German consulate to take the letter. And, you know, obviously Elise found out about that. She's incredibly grateful for the home and the sanctuary that Australians offered her family. Her grandparents were incredibly lucky to escape. And, you know, it was her idea to call the play Bright World because they literally, they jumped from a moving train outside of Vienna between train stations and found their way to Australia into a new bright world. So our collaboration has been a really interesting one and not always easy. I think that we both came to the project with our own misunderstandings and assumptions of each other's culture and class and upbringing. So I think, and I was really determined to really, you know, as an artist, really explore that within myself as well. So it's been a really great learning for me as well to learn more about, you know, Jewish culture, Jewish history. I certainly understand, you know, more now the need for rituals and songs and traditions to be upheld and maintained. And I guess even though we've really struggled with each other's differences, we've both really been really determined to tell the story of William Cooper, and that's what sort of got us through some really awkward conversations, actually, you know, that in themselves have become a part of the play. But we always knew that the reason why we were being brought together some 80 years after William Cooper and the Advancement League's action, that's what brought us together here now. You know, it's been an amazing creative and cultural relationship and collaboration, not one that's always been easy, but one that's really been driven by the desire to tell the world about this incredible man, but also to tell the world about how, despite differences and difficulties, you know, we need to know how to live with each other together on Aboriginal land, you know, and that's sort of something that we're continuing to explore also in the performance. You know, when people see us perform on stage, we're still working each other out, you know. And I guess because we're both from persecuted peoples, we were very, you know, suspicious and a bit guarded and a bit competitive and very, very protective of our own bloodlines and our own family histories as well. Yeah, but we kept an open mind and an open heart, I think, and that's what's got us to this point now.